Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Russell Grizzle, President and CEO with Mannington Mills. Russell, how you doing?
I'm terrific today, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. You're making some major noise today in Madison, Georgia. You had a major press event a year ago, I think about right now, a year ago, you and I did an interview, and we talked about your expansion in Madison, Georgia, increasing the size of your LVT plant. So you're cutting a ribbon there today, and yet you even have more news. Tell us what the additional news is.
Kemp, you're exactly right. It was October 3rd that we did that interview, so it's been just over a year. So today we're celebrating a ribbon cutting of the startup of the equipment. But at the same time, we announced another major expansion capital investment and even more jobs coming to the state of Georgia here in Madison. We continue to expand and grow our LVT business and expand our capacity. So that was announced today as well.
All right. And this expansion is, you know, I don't know how you can quantify it. I know you're a privately held company, so you want to keep some of those numbers close to the vest. Tell us what you can. You bought Amteco in 12. I think you've been expanding ever since you've owned it. The lines are almost running together here with this new expansion. One press release I've seen says it's 550,000 square foot additional space. Tell us what you can about that.
So we're announcing another phase of our addition to our facility here in the current plant, another 40,000 square feet or so. But we also have purchased a 62-acre tract of land right next door that we will continue to expand on. The project will get started very, very shortly, but this is a phased-in approach. So this is a construction project that will be going on starting in early 2015, and the final phase of it will actually be completed in 2017 on that 62 acres of land. Very minimally, that will mean we'll continue to add, above our first announcement a year ago, another 200 additional jobs to Morgan County in the state of Georgia.
The governor's put out a release. He says this is another $50 million investment. It is 200 jobs. It's like you say, it's another piece of land. This is a pretty big deal.
The $50 million is the right number, but the 550,000 square feet facility is an expansion that will go over, as I said, from 2015 to 2017. And it's a little bit more in that case than just manufacturing for the square footage. It will also be a major warehouse so that we can better service our customers directly. So we'll be tying our warehousing operation in line with our manufacturing operation.
Well, Mannington does a good job of putting all of their operations for specific categories together. So, you know, you've got major carpet plant in Calhoun. You've got wood factory and laminate factory in North Carolina. You've got resilient sheet factory in Salem. You've got rubber factories in Florida and California. You just continue to grow and grow, don't you?
Yeah, we're very excited about it. We're very happy with the growth that we're experiencing right now, particularly in LVT. But we also think the general economy is going to continue to recover, maybe not at the pace that we would all hope, but we also see several years of nice, steady growth here for 5 or 6 more years, so we think it's a good time to be expanding capacity and bringing in new jobs and servicing our customers better. Particularly in this LVT case, we have a lot of the product already sold. We're still, even with this first expansion, in a sourcing model for a significant amount of our volume, so we're bringing that on shore to better service our customers there as well.
But that leads to a question. You know, we all know that LVT is the fastest growing category in the flooring space. And just to know, because we follow in our magazine some of these other companies, and we know IVC's adding a plant, Shaw's adding a plant, Armstrong's recently added an LVT plant. So you're not concerned that we're going to get into an overcapacity situation because everything you're adding is mostly just shifting volume from sourced products to making your own product?
That's the big part of it, that we are bringing onshore the rest of our sold volume right now. But I would also say, Kemp, that we believe that LVT is going to continue to grow at a very nice pace. Obviously, as it gets bigger, the year-over-year comp may not be as robust as they were, but we still see very significant growth in LVT. It's a great product, a great-looking product, a great-performing product. And we think there's a lot of vertical market and a lot of customers out there that are still just now beginning to give it a try. So we believe it's going to continue to grow quite nicely and hopefully be able to offset all the extra capacity coming on board, as you mentioned, in the U.S. So I believe there's going to be enough room for everybody. We want to be the leader there as well.
Yeah, well, and you are. I believe at this point in this country that you're right there, probably the market share leader in this business, aren't you?
Well, we think so, and it varies a little bit between residential and commercial, but our numbers say yes, we're the market leader in LVT.
Yeah, and you know, that's one of the neat things about LVT is it does expand across both of those sectors. But while we're talking about the market, 2014 has been an interesting year, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know, it's been kind of all over the place. I'm sure as you track throughout the industry, we got off to a very slow start, as did the general economy. Most of that, we believe, was weather-related, so we had a first quarter that was pretty tough. Then things got reasonably well in all sectors, but right now we see commercials being pretty strong, seasonally adjusted rate right now, but it seems like retail traffic right now is very slow. It's nice to be diversified.
Yeah, I'd say so. So what does this tell us about the Campbell family? I guess they're in this for the long run. I mean, let's think for a minute. I think next year you're going to celebrate 100 years. You know, this is a family dollars that are being invested in future expansion. So it sounds like they want to be long-term leaders for the next 100 years, don't they?
They do, but you're exactly right. We do celebrate our 100-year anniversary in 2015 on December the 28th. Our Campbell family and all of our shareholders are very much interested in passing this thing on to the next generation and generation after that. And we're after being a worldwide leader in flooring, staying privately held and owned by the Campbell family for another 100 years and healthy.
You've got a campaign going right now about making some noise, and you're definitely making some noise down in Madison, Georgia.
Well, we're excited about that as well. That's a major part of what we do, and it's been part of our company legacy and our core values for a long time. We believe that U.S. manufacturing jobs are the heart of the overall health of the economy and our local communities. Wherever we can, we want that to be one of our major goals.
Well, congratulations on this announcement. Russell Grizzle from Madison, Georgia today shows up to cut a ribbon on the last expansion and announces one just as big as the last one. So again, been talking to Russell Grizzle, who's the president and CEO of Mannington Mills, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.